when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Hi, this is Jessica DeMassa with Health Innovation Media. I am at JP Morgan Healthcare Conference, and in particular, we're here with Health 2.0's Winter Tech. I'm talking to Roberto. Roberto, please introduce yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Roberto Ascione. I'm the CEO at Healthware International. Healthware International is a global boutique agency working at an intersection of communication, marketing, technology, and innovation for the life sciences and healthcare sector. And particularly, we are here through this bunch of events this week to really kind of connect with the community, which is mostly here for the week.
Right. So tell us where you're from, because obviously, I mean, with your accent, you're from someplace else. So.
Yeah. You know, I'm from Europe, specifically Italy, although I travel quite a bit. And I have to say, as a fun fact, that people are placing me more and more north of Europe as the years pass by, which is kind of interesting.
Fantastic. So the reason I want to ask that is I want to set some context for everybody watching. We'd love to get your perspective as somebody who goes back and forth and is in healthcare, really, both in Europe and in the U.S. What are you seeing? What are some of the big trends right now? What's everybody talking about?
Yeah, there are a lot of course, you know, things going on. But I think what's fun of this week, specifically here in the States, is that a lot of people are talking about uncertainty around the new president, the president-elect. And specifically, kind of this morning, really, there was the first press conference that he has been holding. And there was some comments about, like, the pricing of drugs. And immediately there was some reaction, at least this is what I heard, on the SP 500, you know, pharmaceutical index, which is kind of interesting. So I think there is a lot of conversation these days about what will be the impact of kind of new policies on innovation, given, of course, some of the innovations have been driven by the reform that was, you know, by the current administration. So I think that's something that is really, you know,
definitely
very much in the talk these days.
Yes. And so as far as how that's going to impact things that are happening in Europe, what do you think? If things change here with the Affordable Care Act, what's the ripple effect going to be overseas?
Yeah, I have to say that I think both here, to be honest, and in Europe, I don't think the innovation trends will get affected too much. The reason why I believe this is because the innovation that is, you know, of course, you know, policies help the innovation, but innovation started before. Healthcare needs transformation, and I think this is a consumer thing. As more as we, you know, book transportation, we get financial services in a certain way, which is a lot more kind of personalized, where the user experience is a lot better, where the services are more affordable or comparable. There's no reason whatsoever why the, you know, healthcare services shouldn't just be delivered, conceived, and, you know, consumed in the same way. And this is a consumer thing, and there's no policy that can stop kind of consumers from kind of, you know, wanting this. So I think, you know, the Affordable Care Act was acted as a booster, clearly, because aligned this kind of people movement with the incentives and reimbursement and so on and so forth. And if it's that change to some extent, I don't think that could basically, you know, stop the innovation that is fundamentally consumer-driven.
Good. The other thing I wanted to ask you is about the startup community. So I understand that through your business, you deal a lot with the pharmaceutical companies that are based in Europe, as well as in the U.S., and that you also deal with startups. So give us a pulse on what's happening with pharma, specifically in startups, because it seems like there's a lot of new programs being launched recently.
So in 2015, we launched Healthware Labs, which was quickly awarded, which much our surprise, as one of the most interesting innovation during the year within the agency, you know, business. And basically, Healthware Labs is an agency that targets innovation hubs within large corporations as well as startups. We came to this conclusion because we thought with the innovation community growing up, there was a need for services that were specifically geared towards this community. So this is our kind of angle to that. And this, in the last couple of years, brought us a number of engagements, both with large corporations and with a significant number of startups, I think, all over the world. And what we see is basically Since 2012, 2013 to now, there's been a growing maturity within the sector. So more and more startups started to really kind of reach and surpass the, you know, the kind of proof of concept stage, starting to cut deals with the kind of larger organization. So what we are enjoying a lot is to work really on both sides of the fence. And this is something that we started to do in kind of an isolated way. So working either for the kind of innovation hubs within large corporations and on the other side with individual startups, right? And then what's happening more recently is that these two worlds are starting to more organically connect. And this is starting to happening also within, you know, the ecosystem of companies that we work with. And this is kind of interesting and fascinating because we are helping to really craft this first kind of really structured collaborations that is beyond the pilots, you know, it's real business.
So talk a little bit more about that. What's the opportunity there long term here? So the next couple years, as that relationship starts to unfold and it becomes more and more interconnected and collaborative?
I think there are a few things here. So the first one, integration will be big. So I believe we have to see, it's very important that that happens, that this kind of innovations will start to get more and more integrated within the business without losing the, of course, innovative factor, which is a sort of a challenge which is part of this.
Right.
So that's one thing. The other thing is that people don't need the 20 things, or 40 apps or 100 solutions. So I think we will see, and hopefully, a collaboration between multiple companies, multiple startups, and, you know, big players, maybe kind of one big player and multiple startups, and this will start to probably kind of fuse into one unified solution.
Convergence.
Yeah.
Right.
Convergence between different pieces of technology. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. There are almost kind of multiple steps, and we are already working on a couple of projects where multiple startups are kind of getting combined and merged to become like a real player within a field, and that this will align with business objectives on a large corporation, and so basically accelerate the go-to-market. So this, I think, is something that we will be working more and more in the future.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us and for giving us your perspective on health innovation and what's happening on both sides of the pond. It's good to hear an analyst's point of view from somebody who's got a bird's eye visibility on what's going on. Thank you again for joining us. This is Jessica DeMassa with Health Innovation Media.